This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She leads a lonely life. She leads a lonely life.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 right here on the program. Let's get two headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. You think they like that jingle?
Yeah. Can you do it again for me?
The great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right. You're able to repeat it. That's it. That's good. I'm sold.
The great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I blame the Heat for this.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, just right. Like, shit. First it was just cute. We just sing our little Demesman and Dover.
Yeah.
Right now we've expanded.
I can't deny that. That's got something to do with it. Last night in the NBA and your headlines, the Thunder beat the Celtics 118-112. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 34 points in the victory.
Good game. I tell you what, for all these people that's just assuming that OKC hasn't been there, so yikes.
I don't understand that either. Like, you know, they were there last year. They got to the finals last year, the Western Conference finals last year. They got Luka'd.
Right. Yeah.
I guess you're assuming if they face the Lakers, I know there's a lot of national buzz because people really want the Lakers to make the finals, and I get it. Luka, LeBron over Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I get it, dude, of course. And let me tell you something. They're going to have to beat the refs. They're going to have to. And that's going to be tough because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, that dude works the refs.
Yeah, he does.
He works the refs. But I don't know. It's, the thing is with him, he's right there in that 13-14 Harden where it's like, he feels like he's figured it out. No one can guard him without touching him. He's too herky jerky.
Yeah.
He's like.
I mean, listen, Harden's not herky jerky.
No.
That guy should. You know what? James Harden. If James Harden was a wide receiver, we'd be talking about his separation rate.
What's going on over there?
Right. Because them little steps that he takes to separate to shoot the three.
Yeah, that's.
I saw a reel on Twitter.
Yeah.
With how lenient they've been with the traveling.
Oh, it's bad.
I saw a guy pick up from the 3-point line and going for a layup, and I'm like, there's no way.
Did you see the intangibles brawl last night between Mason Plumlee and Steven Adams?
Oh my goodness. Heavyweight division,
dude. It was
great. Is still a Plumlee playing?
Yeah. Mason's still doing it. He's on the Suns.
Goodness.
Yep. He's still doing it. And that was something last night. really, really something. Crazy.
That's what I was trying to download the entire time. But then, like, I kept embarrassing myself on the thing. But I was, you know, like, I like me a brawl in the NBA, and those were two big ones. But it kind of broke my heart, though, a little bit, because they used to be friends. One time, Mason Plumlee was going to fall and hit his head, and Steven Adams caught him.
I apologize. OKC was in the semis with Dallas. But Dallas was went to the final. My point was being that Dallas went to the finals. Like, they, it's not like they lost to a bum team.
You lie.
No. No, they were, like, it has steps. Very, like, basketball is really not like football.
They're smothering.
Or baseball. You don't really come from anywhere and win a championship in basketball.
Right.
There's, like, steps. Right? You make the playoffs, then you make a long run, and then finally you get there.
But yeah, I don't know. They have been overwhelming this year. I feel like, I don't know. Kenny Atkinson feels like he's got Cleveland on a great path, man. I mean, I think they can beat Boston. I think they can.
I'm confused as to why people think that Cleveland and OKC can't win, because I'm gonna tell you like this. It's not like they just got here.
Right.
But everybody's making it seem like, oh, they're young. They just got here. They haven't had a lot of experience. That's not true.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell has a ton of experience. Like, who doesn't have experience? Max Strus has been to the bleeping finals. Jared Allen is not a pup. Who's the only guy who doesn't have experience? Like, Evan Mobley's barely been there.
Right. Sick.
Evan Mobley?
No, stupid, nice hair.
Oh, Max Schur. I hate nice.
Sick of this.
His hair is so pretty now.
I get it, dude.
You know, that's such a not. It's such a weird thing because I feel like that's like a L.A. thing. Like, if he were to go to L.A., he's like in Cleveland and he's got the pretty haircut.
It's his whole personality now.
Thinks
like,
he's Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. What do you think you are? You think you're basketball John Stamos? You handsome devil?
This guy thinks he's Jesse Kassopoulos, dude. I am sick of this guy.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know.
I think I saw him tag his hair in one post. I don't know.
Look at that.
He has
gorgeous hair. He has gorgeous hair, but it's just, I'm sick of his hair.
All right, enough of this damn hair conversation.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Thank you for saying
that. Last thing I want to do is sit on a show and talk about hair.
Oh, man. Did you hear scary rumors about, like, let's say OKC doesn't get it done this year, potentially a Kevin Durant reunion?
Can't see it.
What?
Can't see it.
Okay.
Can't see it.
That hurts.
He just seems like the guy, like, you know, like when he says he doesn't care what people think, like, he obviously didn't want to go back to Golden State.
Golden State. Yeah.
He's definitely not going to go back to OKC.
Why? Was it? I mean, he left them.
Nah. Right. Kevin Durant feels like he's going to go to the Knicks. Like, if the Bridges thing doesn't work out, they'll trade him back to Phoenix and they get Kevin Durant, something like that.
Why wouldn't the Bridges thing work out?
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He's beefing with Tom Thibodeau. Did you see this?
Ooh.
There's a little public beef we got going on in Knicks land.
A little spat.
Because I gotta tell you, he ain't the problem.
Who is Tom Thibodeau?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's weird because you got one of the most defensive-minded coaches paired up with a whole bunch of players that don't play defense.
It's not about Mikal Bridges and Anunoby and Hart play defense. Their two stars don't play defense. Cat and Jalen Brunson. But the thing that Mikal Bridges, who's always durable, he's like an Iron Man. He never misses games. But he's like, you know, it's his first year in New York, and he's like, this Thibodeau, like, does it have to be 40 minutes, 45 minutes every night? So he basically called out Thibodeau for playing too many minutes, and he says we had a conversation with him, and then Thibodeau comes out to the media yesterday, and he goes, we never had that conversation. So I was like, ooh.
Whoa.
Now, he did then hit a buzzer beater, so that probably makes things feel better. I don't know. But Frosty.
Wow. Why does he do that?
If you have a conversation and say we ain't had that conversation. Remember the last person you talked to that said we ain't had that conversation? Uh-huh. Where is he right now?
Uh-oh.
No. No.
Wait. No.
No. No. They didn't have it. Hold on. But they didn't. But he was telling the truth. And he didn't.
Yeah, okay.
He was telling the truth in that he said nothing. He just said, next. So he didn't lie.
Didn't give you an answer.
He didn't give me an answer. Because his answer was no. As we learned. And then they had conversations, and then Pat Riley reportedly.
Listen, let's be clear. We all know the Thibodeau mantra.
Get your ass out there and play.
Ride until the doors fall.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So, if...
Tom Thibodeau, he's going to ignore an oil change light on his dashboard.
I would tell you he loses awareness on that because he's trying to win, right? So, he'll have a guy play all 48 and not realize it. But at the same time, you'd rather your coach be that way than, like, having your best player, your guy playing the best on that day, sitting on the bench with 5 minutes left.
The only thing I would say to it is, like, hey, man, like, don't you, like, you all have $200 million contracts, like, guaranteed? If he wants to ride the wheels, he wants to ride the wheels. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but it only becomes a problem when you feel like you're the only one doing that.
I don't think he is, though. I think he plays his starters a lot. That's what he does. That's what he's known for. He's always been known for that. It's just Bridges has gotten there. He goes, what is going on here, dude? Reminds me a little like, you know, it's like when Kyle Lowry comes in here. He goes, eh, heat culture, bah. You know, like he's not fully bought in.
To be honest with you, don't you wish Spo had played the successful lineups more?
What are the successful lineups?
Good point. Good point.
We don't know. I think when you just say that.
I mean, is it a little bit late in the season to say you're still searching?
Oh, dude. I mean, like, absolutely.
I don't
want
to. Like,
absolutely. And then how about, did you see Terry Rozier did the thing again yesterday? Okay. And that's not even, I'm not blaming Terry on the loss, okay? Just so we're clear. Very clear there's other problems besides Terry Rozier.
Buckle up, Terry.
But, dude, how many times is he going to do the move where he, and I, look at me. I'm no basketball player. But one would think shooting wide open is easier than shooting with somebody draped all over you. And he did the thing again yesterday. Where he was wide open, could have shot the three, dribble into a contested shot with Derrick Jones Jr. all over him. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Why do you do that? Where you're open and you dribble into not open.
He's trying to get to his spot.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the real reason.
Hmm.
The under. That's the reason.
Will you stop?
Come on. Oh,
man. Ron Rothstein's right, though. Do you know how mad people would have been at Terry Rozier if he didn't hit that Pelle Larsson play shot?
All that hustle for nothing.
Man. Oh, well. Leroy, I know one thing that'll make us feel better, and that is a great time at a golf course, man. Tell the people about it.
Live, live.
Live, live.
You guys know how we like to party down here, and we love golf. It's one of the best golf destinations in the country.
Where I come from. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
The hell was that? That construction across the street.
That scared the hell out of me.
I know, I felt it.
I know. I mean, we looked, when I was there on Tuesday, we looked out there and we were seeing them dig up the.
Yeah.
Did they tear down that other building?
That was a little close for comfort.
I felt that
just shook the room, Leroy.
Yeah, I was scared.
Are they tearing down the other building now?
I don't know. They're finishing it up. It looks like that would be done today. I think it's just going to be a lot tomorrow.
Why don't we blow up buildings anymore, huh? Back in my
why?
Day.
Why?
You just got the heebie-jeebies from them shaking the ground with a tractor.
Yeah, I did get the heebie-jeebies.
You know why? Because I wasn't at a safe distance with my hands like this.
So you think dynamite is going to make it better?
Yeah.
Oh, no luck.
I told you.
Damn, I parked in that lot.
Did you really?
No.
That window went bye-bye.
Hey, They almost had Leroy as a non-participant in that building.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's like, if anything happens to my car.
When all else fails.
Play a vibe.
I'm telling you what. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Celsius, you're going to lead me down the path. I don't know if I want to go down.
Jeez.
Because I'm going to say like this. If I'm watching the Panthers, had me a little, cracked me open a little Celsius, things are great, right? Loving it.
You need to grow
the
up.
Energy, jeez. Everything.
Hold on, Leroy, can you, she's being a child right now.
She's being a child.
Really?
Look at her. She's like, guess, big cargo boom boom.
That's on the sidewalk. Sorry.
So,
it's happening so close.
So, because of how delicious this is and how the Panthers make me feel,
yeah,
I tried to do it with the Heat.
Oh, that'll lead you down a path.
No, it led me to rum.
Yeah, you need to get a real strong tequila like I got.
I don't drink tequila, dude.
He's trying not to go down a dark path.
You will after five straight losses.
No, this goes with rum.
Well, speaking of cats, let's get to a little cat talk here brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Cats back on the ice tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are trying to nip at the Cats' heels to get up that division. So tonight is a big one. Cats had a little visit to the Hall of Fame. We'll bring you some of that coming on up, but the Maple Leafs 81 points on the season and the Panthers at 83. So we got ourselves a huge matchup tonight. The Cats, of course, coming off a very, very strange loss by their standards.
Because usually in the third period, they're locking things down.
Usually.
Not giving up three goals.
That was a very, very strange thing. According to Jameson Olive, Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight. So that's what we got going on. The lines this morning, Verhaeghe, Barkov, Reinhardt, Sam Miscavige, Bennett Rodriguez.
I tell you what, Sam Miscavige is like
lightning
in a bottle, isn't he?
Killing it. He really is.
Holy smokes.
Wow. He really has been. Gus Forsling and Seth Jones on the front defensive line with Nico Mikkola and Kulikov. So we got some fun action tonight. We can, of course, hear that game right here, 560 WQAM. And looking forward to tuning into that one tonight. I'll be a little late because my son's got flag football practice, but I will be there by the middle of the first period. I should be able to park my ass on the couch and watch the rest of this Cats game. So
keep it
locked down for me for like half a period, Cats. It's a little squirrely getting out of that park. There's a lot of people there. Time to get to our favorite game on a Thursday. A little goosies. No goosies. That's next. All right. Let's shake our tail feathers before the birder gets back in here. Time to play a little goosies. No goosies. What do we got today, Froggy, for Goosies, No Goosies, huh?
Well, sir, we have a bunch of hoopla.
Wow.
I decided to add all the bells and whistles today. I'm going to give you a piece of audio for every single one of these topics.
Okay.
We're going to start in the AFC East.
Oh, yeah. Football. Yeah. Trenches. Yeah.
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 This is Josh Allen, though, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. our Goosies, no Goosies?
I know. I understand.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
This is Mr. Allen, who you know just signed a contract, a big one.
Got that money on.
Got that money on, indeed, from the deservedly so, I guess.
Got a lot of money.
He got a lot of money, dude.
Biggest contract ever.
But what a nice guy. You know, didn't take every single dollar the Bills had. Apparently,
wow,
had enough to sign Joey Bosa. But Anyway, this is Josh Allen on being the kind gentleman that he is and not taking every single dollar the Bills had.
It didn't seem like, to my perspective, I was taking a whole lot less. The way that I make sense of it, when you start getting these fairly big numbers throughout the entire league, it's weird to say this, but what's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now? It's not that crazy to me. I live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car. We're good. I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them at every chance that I could. And I told my agent that. I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the cap, let's figure out a way to not do that. So, again, we both sides were willing to move and change different things. And it was a pretty calm-mannered a negotiation is what I can say, at least what I can hear on both sides. So it was a.
All right. So his deal averages $55 million, which is $5 million less than Dak Prescott.
But he also got $250 million guaranteed, which is the biggest guarantee ever.
Yeah. What a nice guy, huh?
I mean, it's different than show me the money.
Yeah. Oh, remember that?
That blew up in his face.
You seem bothered. What's wrong?
It's just so sick of this guy doing everything right. Okay. I'm sick of him.
But what, he does something wrong.
He never does. He never does anything wrong.
Not anymore.
Sick of him, dude. No goosies.
Wow.
No goosies.
This is from a hater's perspective. No goosies.
Yes.
Okay.
I got the goosies, and here's why.
Goosies.
Because as a former player, if I say no goosies, then it looks like I'm being
a hater.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
And so I'm not gonna hate on a guy who's getting however much or however little money he wants.
But you're more of a media mogul these days because you were on Sports Reporters.
Still can't hate on a guy getting his money.
Just doesn't, right? Like, it's one of these things where, like, why couldn't Tua just say that instead of the show me the money thing? It's not even like, I know he did
you
it.
They dared him to say that, right?
Don't take the cheese.
Wait. That's with his teammates. That had nothing to do with anything other than him acting a fool.
You think Josh Allen will do it?
Huh?
You think Josh Allen will do it?
Nah.
Do what?
He's probably going to bring out like a little orphan.
I've donated a portion of my proceeds.
Like, wow.
Oh, look at that, Josh Allen. Look at it. Handsome.
Oh, wow.
And look, he just helped an orphan.
Is that a kid's choir behind him?
Like, he's got... Oh,
like, I'm here to introduce...
And that quarterback, Josh Allen. Oh.
Sick of him, dude. So in love. Did you see that? What's her name? Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so in love with him. Oh. And she's like, he's the best.
He did the same thing with Tay-Tay and Kelsey.
I know. Why do you guys hate love?
I didn't hate Tay-Tay.
Whoa. Pump your brakes. Mm-hmm. It's one guy.
Yeah, just one guy.
It's one guy.
Yeah, Toby.
It ain't me.
What?
Hates love, dude.
I would just tell you, like,
you heard it here first.
You know, there's certain aspects of life. You just mind your own business.
Uh oh! No! Oh no!
Oh God!
Cooper Flag is limping.
He did the slap the bench.
He's punching the chair.
No!
Please be okay. We need you.
Unless maybe that'll drop him.
Maybe down the board a little bit.
Come on.
Hey, do you see some of the guys in the condition they're in when they get drafted?
Yeah.
He's still going number one.
JFig, you got the goosies from Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Perfect, I do have the goosies because he was being very humble and non-greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good person.
The only person that's ever angered him is Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Froggy?
No goosies, dude. No goosies.
No goosies.
Because it just hurts too much. Just hurts.
Duke's down 10, by the way, going into the first half of the ACC quarterfinal.
Who are they playing?
Georgia Tech.
Wow. The Rambling Wrecks.
What's number two, Marcos?
Number two on the list.
You know, let's get a bit of feel good in here. Bill Zito.
Oh, now that's for the saying. I love this guy.
Bill Zito had a chance with the Cats to check out the Hockey Hall of Fame. And although they didn't get to try things on like I would like them to, I'm sure they enjoyed themselves. This is Bill Zito on seeing their display at the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It's surreal, and it's beyond that because, for example, this photo, when we all walked by the first time and we all saw it, you know, it's an overused phrase, it takes your breath away, but it did, and it did for everybody. And it's not only that it's done and you're in the hall, it's how well it's done. So during the little talk we had, we all wanted to keep looking behind it at the display case. Oh, there's Chucky's mouthpiece. And then it made me think of when I was a kid and now his name is Oakland, Ricky Henderson. You know, he stole second base and set the record and then grabbed the base. And it just made me think about all those things that happen in life as a fan. And it's such an honor. It's I get geek coming here for sure.
I got the goosies, the secondhand goosies, because he's very moved. He's very moved. How am I not going to get the goosies by the excitement of Bill Zito? You know, it's cool they keep getting these moments, especially leading into the playoffs. I feel like it brings the hunger there, you know? Kick the Leafs' ass tonight.
So hungry.
Exactly, Jay Figg. Say it.
I like it when he says it.
No, but say it like Elias Campbell.
We're still hungry.
Yeah. Do you have the goosies, Leroy, from Bill Zito?
I do. I think it's always cool to, like, you know,
goosies.
Go back and basically relive that moment, and they probably have conversations about what happened. That's something that they'll be able to share forever, not just this day, or not just this year, but forever. Whenever they come together and have conversations, they'll talk about the different moments of the Stanley Cup. Like, I remember, you know, I'm thinking, like, 20 years from now, they're going to talk about bringing the Stanley Cup in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's just, so those bonds and those relationships and these situations and just having it all come back in various moments that you experience from winning the Stanley Cup, that's a cool thing. I got the goosies.
Jennifer?
That was very beautiful, Leroy. Of course I have the goosies, but goosies on goosies on goosies.
Wow!
Goosies galore.
Still makes me cry.
Goosies.
What about you, Frog Boy?
Not only do I have the goosies, but I need Peter Bendix to take notes, dude. That's how you nerd out, but still remain a man.
Wow, really?
He was talking about stealing second bases and this and that.
What were you trying to say there, huh?
Yeah, Peter Bendix.
Stolen bases have no value in today's game. Shit, prospects.
See? That's what I'm trying to say.
Ricky Henderson would never be on my team. Prospects. How many prospects can I get for Ricky?
Worst, dude.
What's number three there, Bill Zitoed?
Damn it.
Point for Tobin.
That was right on the fly, too.
Oh, was it on the fly, J-Fig? Real funny.
She gets a point, too.
Everyone, I feel like I get a point, right?
Everyone thinks they're
point
hilarious.
For J-Fig.
You guys are laughing now, but when it's one of the most recognizable drops in hip-hop.
number three is Michael Malone.
Not to be confused with Mike Malone.
He's unctuous.
He is unctuous.
He's unctuous.
You know, when things aren't going his way, he gets a little angry. But this is him now going to bat for his boy Joker, who's, you know, having an incredible season, of course. But he thinks that Joker should win the MVP over the heavily favored SGA. This is Mike Malone yelling at people.
As we wind down this season, this whole MVP thing is really going to pick up. And you understand that. That's a part of it. Obviously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a great player. And if he wins his first MVP, you know, he's deserving of that. My thing is this. If You didn't know that Nikola won three MVPs, and I put player A and player B on paper. And you had no idea that the guy who's averaging a triple-double, the guy who's top three in the three major statistical categories, things that no one's ever done, he wins the MVP 10 times out of 10. And if you don't think so, I think you guys are all full of
Wow, Jesus.
What colorful language.
He needs to calm down a little bit, dude.
He's angry, dude.
He needs to calm down a little bit.
Hasn't he won enough?
Like, I mean, no goosies, dude.
Oh.
Like, no goosies. You know what it is? It's just him. Mm. He's just anxious, dude. Like, okay, you want to know something? Great. I get it. Joker's amazing. He averages a triple-double. He's the best. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's averaging 33 points a game, dude. 33 points a game. His team's got a dozen more wins than you. Like, he's got a pretty good case, too. Let's not act like it's a slap in the face to Joker.
Yeah.
You know? I get it. I get it. You got to go to bat for your guy.
Wait a minute. First of all.
What?
Tobin, you do the same thing when anybody even get the slightest inkling that somebody's disrespecting one of your players.
He's not getting disrespected.
Wait. But what happens when, I got a perfect example for you.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart won the...
But that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. See, like, there are good arguments and there are bad arguments. That's a bad argument. Like, if you were to sit here...
But you're defending your guy.
He's not... but he's being a baby.
And you weren't.
He's got three MVPs, and you want to know something? Very good case this year. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, dude, the Thunder have been the best team all year, and he's leading the league in scoring. Guess what, Michael? Pretty good case, dude. Sorry that he's not... Oh, I'm sorry. So the big crime here is, one is a giant Serbian who should average that many rebounds, and the other is 6'4". Get out of here, dude. Enough of him.
I think Timbo's slice makes a good point.
Yep. Baby. You were jumping up and down on your chair.
Rightfully so. Did you see what Terry Rozier did that game?
Very bad.
I'm just saying.
Like, no, but just like,
he's
okay.
Just defending this guy.
But nobody did. Why? Like, anybody who doesn't think he's the MVP, he thinks, and I quote, is full of, you know what he finished it with.
And again, that's all defending this guy. Didn't defend Jimmy?
I did, but nobody ever gave Jimmy the time of day when it came to awards.
So, like, I just, like, you just, in situations like this, here's all you need to do. He's defending this guy. Keep him moving. I do the same thing. That's it. I'm not mad at him. I'm not, you know, I don't need to make comment. He's defending his guy.
So you got the goosies or not?
What, over him defending this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
Goosies.
We all would. We all would defend our guy.
You doubting his
don't
goosies?
Don't lie.
He wasn't moved by that. He wasn't moved by that.
He can't doubt his
goosies. I'm just saying, we all would defend our guy. Hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. He ain't going to win, but I appreciate his efforts.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is full of bleep.
The fact that he's won three, it has nothing to do with how good this year is, even though it's better than all the other years. These guys are tired of Jokic winning the MVP.
They're not tired of it. Another candidate has come along with a pretty good case, dude.
Yes.
And his team is amazing this year. That's the thing that's annoying about it.
Valid point. 30, 20, and 20.
33 points on a 64-win team!
Yes, again, not
54.
Arguing against SGA. I'm just saying, 30, 20, and 20.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is full of bleep.
I would be inclined to be full of it then.
Jennifer?
She was very aggressive and very stern with his words.
He's always aggressive.
And you know what? I'm all for it. I like it.
Wow. Goosies. All right. Froggy?
I don't like this guy.
No goosies.
He's got a good point. Just don't like him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dade Saff has a good point that says, grow up, you stole a nightlight.
You did. And not just a nightlight, your daughter's nightlight, okay?
Both of them. I stole her sound machine. I stole my son's nightlight. I gave it back.
And Tommy's.
He was out. Give us one more there, Froggy.
And I will start with where we have been praising the Heat at all day. That is with Pelle Larsson. His hustle yesterday stole the hearts of many, including our own Eric Spoelstra. This is him on Pelle Larsson being a spark for the Heat.
The idea was just to give us a spark. You know, we needed something. We needed something to get us going. I wasn't even necessarily expecting that. I just felt, I've been feeling it for a couple of games. You know, in spot minutes, I think in short minutes, he's mentally stable enough to handle that. You know, 3 or 4 minutes and then come out and get your regular guys in there. But while those 3 or 4 minutes happen, he may make some things go on, you know, make some things happen. And he just certainly did that tonight. With his toughness, his activity, that play at half court is one of the best plays I've seen. You know, really, but team's trying to call timeout, and he I think he got 3 loose balls on one possession, and then it leads to a Terry 3. You feel like those plays then can inspire a whole lot more. That's what we're accustomed to. And for whatever reason right now, look, tonight is different than some of these other nights. We've been getting a lot of inspiring play. We just haven't been able to finish. Tonight, more inspiring plays for whatever reason. But you do have to credit the Clippers. They played well, and their defense, I think, is the most underrated thing that they do.
No goosies, too many words.
You know,
that reminded me of Mike McDaniel. For Mike a second, McDaniel I had to make was. Sure who was talking.
No goosies.
Land the plane, Spo.
Yeah.
Leroy?
No goosies.
No goosies.
I feel like it's a very mutual
Listen,
thing.
Yeah. Right now, we need actions. I ain't on no spiritual trip. I don't need that. The only thing going to make me feel good right now is wins.
And play a
bye. That's it. Wins. The emotional side, the feel-good side of one good play. Like, I appreciate the efforts. I loved it. It was great. But at the end of the day, you're graded during the course of the year based on how many wins and how many losses you have, not feel-good moments. And right now, no matter what is said, they've lost 5 straight, and I don't feel that good.
Mm. Jennifer?
Until games stop looking like what's going on outside, no goosies.
No goosies.
Damn. Look what you've done there.
Do you need a visual?
We're under construction.
Do you guys need visuals?
She really wants to see
this. She likes big truck go boom, boom.
She likes it.
Did you play with trucks as a kid?
She did.
I did.
I can tell.
Like, you know what? Is she not the hardest individual to, like,
I definitely
She said, I learned how to drive in a dually. I'm just trying to get a timeline of the crap that J-Fig has grown up on doing or whatever, right? I have called her one time and she goes, yeah, the old guy you played dominoes with is checking my car.
Mm.
I just can't.
Whenever they fix my car, I'm right there next to them. I got to witness and see. So later on, I know exactly what to do.
Exactly. Froggy, smart gooseys girl. From Spo?
Not at all. Too many words. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, you know what? It's funny because while we sitting here commenting on Spo all of a sudden, there's not that much difference between Spo and Mike McDaniel. One just has one more. That's it.
Well, it's a big difference.
They both are wordsmiths.
Two-time champion.
I would put that Spo has been in the yammering department lately. I would agree.
Yes.
I would agree. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.